a masterpiece of a genius worth a fortune. But what work of art is worth more than a home that a man has built with his own hands? That's something to think about as you listen to The Gift on Theater 5.
You are interrupting me.
Oh, I am sorry, senor. You wish me to clean the studio now?
I do not. Any fool can see that I am working.
Oh, yes, senor, I am...
Wait! Come back. Let me see your hand.
My...
Hold them up!
Hand?
Uh-huh. Ah. Good structure, huh? Hey, sit down. Rest your hand here, on the easel.
What are you doing?
I am immortalizing you. This hand will shortly belong to the ages, Miguelita.
To the ages?
In posing it, you will contribute to the greatest canvas in all of contemporary art.
Oh. Well, it is true, senor, that you are also famous outside of Mexico.
I am famous throughout the world.
But senor, what you say, it does not look like a hand. How can that be famous? When a hand is not a hand.
You're like the others in this abysmal little town, Miguelita. Hopelessly naive. That is what I like about the place.
But the same thing, senor. They are so orange and red.
Mm.
And that horse is... You said it was a horse.
I did.
The horse is not a horse.
No, Micah. The horse is passion, rage, madness. The insanity of conflict.
But you said it was a horse.
What do you want, Uncle?
I have finished cleaning the stable, senor. It is time to leave for the day.
Then go, go. Don't announce it.
Miguelita, too?
No.
Then I will wait, senor.
Huh? Huh? I sense a proprietary tone, Santos. Is there something between you two?
Oh, no, senor.
Well, keep it that way, then.
Santos, we had better tell him.
Huh? Tell him what? Is there trouble between you?
Oh, no, senor. Santos and I, we are going to be married.
What?
Oh, I told you he would be angry, Miguelita.
Angry? I am enchanted. Marriage is one of the great pagan rituals still open to men of religion. When is the wedding to be?
I am building a little house, senor, 2 rooms. In a week, I think it will be ready.
And the marriage?
As soon as our house is built, senor, 3 rooms.
My children, you have delivered to me a vibrant scene from the panorama of being. I will not forget it. In fact, I make you a promise. A great promise. Carlos Pineda will present to you a rare gift. A matchless prize. A priceless salute to your marriage.
I do not like to come back. It was a good week.
Ah, you are a gentleman, Santa. Ah, Santa. The gift that Senor Pineda promised us. What will it be? Do you think it will be a stable?
Soon we will know. We are almost there.
Ah, Santa. I hope it is a horse. A young one.
You hope it is a table, a red one.
No, for you, a horse.
Look.
What? Oh, they are standing outside our house. What is it?
Inez, Manuel, everybody.
Listen, they are looking at me.
Something is wrong. Leave the car. Hurry. Manuel, what is it?
Come in, Santos. Come and see.
What is it? What is wrong?
Go in, Miguelita. See your great gift. It is there, inside. My gift, the priceless salute to your marriage. From the floor to the ceiling, the walls are painted like a jungle. With mountains, elephants, mountains, even banana trees. You could almost sit there.
Come, Miguelita.
Ah, my children. Welcome home. Welcome.
Senor. What is all this?
This, my dear Santos, is the greatest gift an artist may bestow. His time, his work, his genius for a friend, eh? It is yours.
Oh, senor.
You arrive opportunely. The masterwork is done, eh? Look at it, Santos.
Yes, senor.
Eh? Do you know the cost of my own house?
No, senor.
480,000 pesos.
This is a very flat house, senor.
And this is a small one, eh? Do you know the value of this house now?
No, senor.
1.5 million pesos at the very least. No one in all Mexico has a house such as yours. No one in the world.
No one in the world.
This is the only such house, Senor Tinda.
Walls, Manuel.
How many times must I tell you to stay away from my house? Get out of my doorway, Inez.
House? It is a just a minute. We'll never know.
Get away. Please leave me. Oh, Santo.
Oh, my dear Lisa, what is it?
He will not leave me alone. Every day the same joke. They come to laugh at the walls. How will I raise a baby in such a house?
Oh, there is time before the baby. We will make it right for him.
You say that sound goes over and over. But you do nothing about the walls.
What can I do?
Oh, paint them out. Be a man in your own house. Change them.
You heard the patron. It is his gift,
not.
If I paint them out, he will be mine.
It is your house.
It is his land.
You are not a man in your own house.
You want to have no place to live?
It would be better than this, yes.
Ah.
I will not open the door, Santos. You go.
Oh, Padre, come in, Santos.
Oh, sit down, Padre.
Thank you, Miguelita. I have been up most of the night.
Is something wrong, Padre?
Yes. Señor Pineda died in the night.
Died? Was he so sick?
4 doctors were there in the big house. No one could help him.
God rest his soul, Padre. He was good to us.
Yes, he was a fine man.
I will mean to go before him.
He would like that. Padre, Miguelita will soon go to her mama to have the baby. Now that Senor Pineda... what I mean, Padre, could it be forgiven to paint over the walls now?
Oh, Santos, maybe not so soon.
No. I think he is right, Miguelita. The walls have brought you pain. It would not be fair to the child. I think the Senor would forgive you, Santos.
Thank you, Padre.
No, Senor Gomez. As sole agent for the works of Carlos Pineda, I must have a strict accounting of each and every cent.
But the family of Senor Pineda has made claim to many of them.
They have no right to make claim until the will of the deceased is probated. As mayor of this town, you must know that.
What if the deceased has come to purchase? Can I stop the family from selling? A mayor is not a policeman, Senor. I do not know what belongs to whom.
Have you any idea how many paintings are presently here, Father?
No, Senor.
Well, I must get them cataloged as one.
Have you ever seen such a gris, Padre? They have come from all parts to Villa Pumirano. Did you suspect that Senor was so great a man?
Oh, we knew he was famous, Alcalde.
But so important that all these would come? Do you know what it means about Mirano, Padre? We, too, could become famous. We could have tourists, Padre.
At the moment, I have had enough of tourists.
You knew him, Padre. There must be many more paintings. We will keep them for the future of Altamirano, yes? If there are more, you will tell me, yes?
I know of no other alcalde.
Santos,
Padre. Come in. Join me in a toast to Miguelita. Tonight she leaves for her mama. There is no time for a toast. Not for me and not for you. If you wish to have a home for your child, paint off those murals at once. Whitewash it, Santos. Now.
Yes, Padre. Now.
Senor Alves.
I'm busy with the inventory, Gomez.
Perhaps I can help you, senor.
I doubt it, Alcalde. Most of the paintings I've long known about. It's essentially a question of listing.
Senor, approximately, I know it cannot be fixed, but approximately, what is the selling price of a Pineda?
The smaller canvases?
The Juarez, for example.
Yes, and so.
I know. At what price?
40,000.
Pence.
Dollars.
American dollar?
To a collector, yes.
What size was the Juarez?
Small, 18 by 24.
Inches?
Yes.
Senor, I have come upon some information. A friend, a lady, she came to me last night.
Hmm?
Senor, I know where is 9,420 square inches of Pineda.
What?
But it is for the glory of Alto Mirano.
Miguelita, welcome home. Oh, I knew it, the baby. Oh, it's so beautiful. You are well, yes?
He looks like you, Santo. Should he look like someone else, Padre?
Come, Miguelita, take him to the house.
Will you bless him, Padre?
Carlos Miranda Jesus, benedicat vos, omnipotens Deus, in nomine Patris, Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.
Thank you, Padre. Take home, Miguelita.
Oh, Santos, Señor, you have done it.
Yes, I have done it.
Oh, Santos.
Whoa, Santos. We live now in our own house.
And you are a man, Santos. Oh, it is a place now for the baby to live, to grow.
You are. You see the new crib?
Oh, yes. Oh, Santos. Everything will be changed now. The baby has got us a lucky need.
No more fighting.
No.
No arguing.
No.
We start again, huh? From the beginning, before the war.
Oh, Santos. I love you.
Santo, the men from the big house, they are coming.
Who?
The agent, the critics, the relatives, the alcalde, they are all coming.
What for?
The walls. The walls are mine, Padre. I do what I like in my own house.
That is what we will tell them. The house is yours. There is no work of Pineda here. There never has been, God bless you.
What will we do?
I am a man in my house.
Yes? This is the house of Santos Ruiz.
I am Santos Ruiz.
I am Jose Luis Gomez, alcalde of Alto Mirano.
I know you, alcalde.
This is Senor Robert.
Hello.
Senor Eastman. Senor Jackson.
Yes, hello.
Now, we have been told you can give us information.
What kind of information?
About the work of Senor Pineda.
I'm sorry, senor. I know nothing.
Do you mind that we come in for a moment, Santo?
My wife and child are here.
A little time only.
For what?
Padre, you are here too.
Yes, alcalde. Can I be of help?
Ah, new baby, a beautiful child. And look, senor, look while I talk to them. Yeah. Not more than a week old, yes? He cannot be more.
Can I help you, senor?
No. No, thanks.
What is his name?
Carlos?
That is a private room, senor.
Oh, can you hear me, Carlos? A horse, Carlos. Hear him speak?
You are looking for something, senor?
Is that good for his ears, alcalde?
There's been some mistake, Gomez.
Mistake?
What mistake, senor?
We were told there might be more of Senor Pineda's work here.
What work? Have you ever had paintings here, son?
No, padre. Never.
Sorry if we disturbed you. Come, alcalde.
I do not understand. I was told.
You were told wrong.
Senor Robert, look.
What?
Under the whitewash, brush strokes. Rub it off, quickly.
What are you doing to my house? It makes the wall dirty to rub.
You! The colors of Pineda.
Water.
Rub it off.
Yes.
Yes, water, senor.
No, that is my wall. No water.
Hurry.
The Gift, written by Richard McCracken and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Ralph Camargo, George Petrie, Evelyn Juster, Louis Van Ruten, Norman Rose, Frank Thomas, and Fran Spanier. Audio engineer Marty Folia. Sound technician Terry Ross. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastostenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Arthur. Executive producer for Theater 5, Edward A. Byron. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking.